I think it's time to make a start. So it's white has rook and two pawns against black rook and one pawn. Okay, the white king is on golf 7. The white rook is on hotel 4. And white has pawns on golf 3. And pawn, hotel, 2. So king, rook, hotel, 4, pawn, golf, 3, pawn, golf, 2. Black position, king, echo, 5. Rook, foxtrot, 2. Pawn, foxtrot, 6. Repeat the black position. King, echo, 5. Rook, foxtrot, 2. Pawn, foxtrot, 6. Oh, and of course I should have asked earlier. We should go around the room identifying who's here. I am Paul Benson from Northwest England.
I'm Jim Slagle, Bethesda, Maryland, United States.
Okay, so to recap the position, white, king, golf 7, rook, hotel 4, pawn, golf 3, pawn, hotel 2. Black, king, echo 5, rook, foxtrot 2, pawn, foxtrot 6. And it is white to play. Well, there's a 2-1 majority for white, all on the same side of the board. It would be very unusual if there wasn't an exchange of pawns at some point. This will leave white with one pawn against black, no pawns. The white pawn, by definition, must be passed. But the only question is, can black manage to manoeuvre some of the known drawing positions? Well, the Philidor position is a very, very long way off. And, well, to do that, the black king would have to get round the rear side and get to his own back rank. Black's also got a problem in his foxtrot 6 pawn. This needs to be guarded. You can't afford to go into a king and pawn ending as we stand, and you can't afford to go two pawns down. And there's one final factor in the position, and that's the location of the two kings. In particular, the black king. White is going to produce a passed pawn somewhere.
Where is the black pawn?
Foxtrot 6.
Yeah, good. Foxtrot 3. Okay.
Yeah. So the black king is already... Well, if white ends up with a hotel pawn, passed hotel pawn, the black king needs to be on hotel 8. And that's a long way away. If white ends up with a passed golf pawn, the black king needs to be on golf 8. And he's a long way away from that as well. And strange as it may seem, it might be possible, depending on how the game flows, that white ends up with a passed foxtrot pawn. And that means that, first of all, the black king must get to foxtrot 8 and then run to the short side. And he's got a very difficult job to do that. Unless, of course, white decides to play incorrectly. So it looks here as if white is pushing for the win. But you might not guess it. You've got to play accurately in this sort of position. And you need knowledge of the Philidor position, how to defend when your opponent has a passed pawn and you cannot achieve the fill of the opposition, which is what we've been focusing on for the last few weeks. And you also need knowledge of the Lucina position and how to convert it if you achieve the Lucina position. So it's white to play. Any thoughts tonight, general, or thought you proceed?
We're looking a little better at six and now seven.
Okay. So what you're suggesting is, if white is going to produce a passed pawn, it would be helpful if the white king was closer to assist in supporting and protecting the passed pawn. The black looking king are at the moment closer to the white king's side pawns, and might be able to get through and combine to win white's last pawn. So the white king does indeed have to retreat. The white king approaches his own pawns in anticipation of a passed pawn and being able to protect that passed pawn from the combined efforts of the black rook and king, or rook and king on their own. So this is the game move. Game move, white plays king, golf six. Okay. Well, black's got to do something. I suppose you could just shuffle rook foxtrot 3, foxtrot 2, foxtrot 3, foxtrot 2. The white king, at the moment the black king is cut off from crossing the fourth rank. So if black just tries to do nothing, maybe the white king could come back hotel 5, golf 4. White pushes the rook all the way up to hotel 8. And then you just drag the hotel pawn forward at the board. And the black king is going to find it very difficult. He's not going to find it easy. And if the black king wanders too far away, maybe the white king and rook can gang up on the foxtrot pawn. So black decides that if you're going to get anything from this game, you have to play actively. Game move, black plays pawn, foxtrot 5. Okay, so it's over to white. Game move, king, golf 6. Game move, pawn, foxtrot 5 for black. Any ideas how white should continue from here?
Probably moving the king again. Golf 5.
Could do it, king, golf 5.
I think white's threat kind of is to fork the pawn and rook with rook to foxtrot 4.
You've got to be careful about your hotel pawn.
Oh yeah, I know, but you got to do it at the right time, but that's maybe the idea. So.
Okay, the general idea is to go with the king on golf 5 to go rook foxtrot 4. And after rook takes hotel 2, you'll go rook takes foxtrot 5. Black might have some clever little trick involving rook hotel 5 check. King takes and king takes foxtrot 5. And then you have to start calculating king and pawn endings.
So if you can play rook takes the foxtrot pawn with check.
With check. But that is an annoyance, isn't it? Yes. Okay, so you might indeed have king golf 5, black plays something like, I don't know, well black's got a move, black might play king, king echo 6 is it, king echo 6, white plays rook foxtrot 4, black rook takes hotel 2, white rook takes foxtrot 5. And then rook hotel 5 check. King takes the rook on hotel 5. King takes the rook on foxtrot 5. Pawn golf 4 check. King foxtrot 6. Oh, I think white's getting through. White's getting through, so that's okay. Might be more than one path to try. Well, let's try again. King go 5. If you try pawn foxtrot 4 by black, rook takes, pawn takes, king takes, pawn hotel 4, and the white pawn is racing through. King foxtrot 5. Oh no, you can't play king takes foxtrot 4. It's an absolute nonsense. So after king go 5, after king go 5, the black king comes back to echo 6, and the black king is preparing to run to his back rank. So if king go 5, black retreats king echo 6, preparing to go king foxtrot 7, and then the black king will be able to choose whichever file white ends up with the passed pawn. Unless, of course, black loses the foxtrot pawn. The white kingside pawns might have to go into contortions to save themselves, because the white-looking king can gang up on the black foxtrot pawn. But you've got to be careful which pawn you end up with, because if you end up with the golf pawn, the black king just sits on golf 8 and it's a draw once the black book gets back to the back rank. So white's problem is to keep the black king from getting to his back rank. So king go 5 allows king echo 6.
Could play then now like hotel 3 for white.
You then have to be prepared for rook foxtrot 3. Pawn hotel 3, rook foxtrot 3. I suppose you can play pawn golf 4, but black might push past with pawn foxtrot 4. And so white's got 2 connected passed pawns, and black's got 1 passed pawn. The black passed pawn is closer to promotion than the white pawns. I wouldn't like to have to calculate that race. I suspect white is probably holding matters, because this could be one of these peculiar positions where white has to give up a rook on the black passed pawn, and a few moves later black must do the same to white.
Yeah.
No, it might not. I think black's getting the play. If you play hotel 3 followed by pawn golf 4, and if black can ever push past pawn foxtrot 4, that could be good news for black. Black's got more threats, because black's king is closer to supporting the passed pawn. And white's pieces are in the way of his own passed pawn. So literally the black piece, black rook's in the way. I think black's in with a fighting chance there. So pawn hotel 3, perhaps mistimed. Pawn golf 4 would be possibly even met by pawn foxtrot 4. And king golf 5 seems to allow king echo 6. At some point, you are going to want to play pawn hotel 3. But you want to be able to protect your golf pawn. When you play pawn hotel 3, your golf pawn is vulnerable. So you need to be able to protect it with the next move. And at the moment, you can't do that because rook golf 4 loses your rook.
I wonder if you like black a little bit in zugzwang here, so. Book the hotel 8.
Right. Well, at some point, you want to play pawn hotel 3, but when you do so, your golf pawn is vulnerable to rook foxtrot 3.
Yep.
So how do you protect, how do you build a possible protection to the position of the golf 3 pawn? You're going to move the hotel pawn to hotel 3, and black's response will be rook foxtrot 3. So you need a mechanism to protect golf 3, that's after you've moved the hotel pawn.
Yeah, but you can play the king. Once you make a move like rook to hotel 8, then the king can go to hotel 4.
Then you lose to rook takes
hotel 3. No. But yeah. I think Rook Hotel 8 has some threats, doesn't it? I mean, what is black going to do about that?
Well, it doesn't have any threats, because rook out to lace in terms of rook echo 8 check. So the king moves sideways, but you need the rook and king to gang up on the foxtrot pawn. And you're still about to lose your hotel pawn.
What do you think black would do after rook the hotel in?
Nothing in particular. King echo 6. And if you look at the weight check, King Delta 7 maybe. Maybe go look Foxtrot 8, King Echo 6. You've not made progress and your Hotel 2 pawn's about to fall off. And if you go Hotel 4, Rook Golf 2 wins your Golf 3 pawn. Because your King's too far away. Rook Hotel 8 has one advantage. You're preparing pawn Hotel 4. 5, 6, 7. Very dangerous and very quick. So removing the rook from the hotel 4 square is a good idea in one sense. It allows the hotel pawn to run. But as soon as you try and move the hotel pawn, your golf pawn is vulnerable. And if you lose the golf pawn, then the black foxtrot pawn becomes passed. And then you each have a passed pawn. And then you have to start calculating the race. And in all likelihood, each pawn will cost the other player a rook, which is a draw. You can only afford to lose a pawn in this if your pawn is rapidly winning the race by a good number of moves. Because you have to be careful, even if you get your opponent to give up their rook for your passed pawn, their passed pawn might cause you problems because your own king and rook is too far away to combine to stop it. Okay, so we want to play pawn hotel 3, but black is going to play rook foxtrot 3. So you need a means to guard golf 3 that doesn't allow the black king to get to his back rank easily.
Well, if you have rook to hotel 3,
then you can't play pawn hotel 3.
Yeah. I don't think you want to take the rook off that file, because then black just plays rook takes pawn. I guess you could check the king.
There's no checks. There's no checks. No safe checks.
What the hotel 6 check? Isn't that check?
That's a white king you're checking. You're checking your own king.
Isn't the black king on Echo 6?
The white king's on Golf 6.
The white king is on Golf 6.
In the original position, the white king's on Golf 6 and the black king's on Echo
6. Oh, yeah, no, I'm after he advances. He advanced to golf 4, 5. I mean,
what, the king? White's problem is to protect his hotel, either both the pawns. White must not create a passed pawn when the black king can get to the back rank. If the black king ever gets to the back rank as white is creating a passed pawn, then black has the draw.
Yeah, if he runs there right now, you can win the pawn, can't you? that should be a win, shouldn't it?
If you can win the pawn and the black king is cut off from the king's side.
I mean, if he's not cut off, right?
Yeah, the black king is at the moment too far away to achieve any of the drawing positions, depending on whether white has passed hotel, golf, or foxtrot pawn.
Okay, so but in the original position, if white plays king to golf 5, I mean, black could run to the corner now.
King
would lose if he does that.
He can go king echo 6, yeah.
Echo 6, okay.
Rook hotel 6 check.
Now we're talking about rook, hotel 6 check, yeah.
Then king gecko 7.
7? Okay.
And if you go rook fox dot 6, you lose your hotel pawn.
Okay, but I can push it now.
And then black goes pawn fox drop 4, maybe? And then you have to confront the possibility of white having a hotel pawn and a foxtrot pawn, which is a theoretical draw.
It is, huh?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, it's a theoretical draw. If white has two pawns on the king side, and it's a hotel pawn and a foxtrot pawn, if the black king can get to his back rank in front of the foxtrot pawn, then it's a draw.
And the rooks are gone, you're saying? Well, the rooks are still there.
Yeah, two rooks. Oh, a rook each on the board, yeah. Yeah, even if white manages to play golf takes foxtrot 4, it's a draw, providing the black king can get to his back rank in time. So two pawns is not enough to win in some circumstances. And it's only the hotel foxtrot pawns that are a draw. If you have golf and echo pawns, that I would suggest that should be a win, though there are probably exceptions.
The white doesn't have to take the foxtrot pawn, he could push past and have two. Okay.
Yeah, but then black's got a pass pawn running.
Then yeah, black's, but that can't white actually win it now because he can gang up on it.
Okay, we'll have to leave that variation. There's a much more efficient way of handling the position. White wants to play pawn hotel 3. As soon as you do that, black will play rook foxtrot 3. We need a defence to the golf 3 pawn. So how
are we back in the original position or after the king has moved once?
I don't think golf 5 is a win.
That's no good, okay.
There's a much, much, much better plan available for white.
Okay.
White wants to play pawn hotel 3. The king, white king is on golf 6, black king is on echo 5. White wants to play pawn hotel 3. As soon as you do that, black is going to play rook foxtrot 3, and you're losing your golf 3 pawn. So how do you defend it? We're not going to play pawn hotel 3 next minute. This is the plan. White wants to play pawn hotel 3, but must prepare it.
We better, let's do the king. White king is on golf 7?
6.
6. And the black king?
Echo 5.
Okay.
All right, let's play pawn hotel 3. Black plays rook foxtrot 3. I know, you play rook golf 4 to protect your golf pawn.
Golf 4?
Yeah.
Can't black take it with the pawn?
Yeah. Okay.
Oh my.
All right. Okay, so that doesn't work. So you can't protect your golf pawn with your rook, can you?
Right.
I said, you can't protect your golf pawn with your rook, can you?
Well, not that way.
we'll try another way.
Yeah.
What's wrong with rook golf 4?
Pawn takes rook.
Okay, so not rook golf 4.
Say again?
So not rook golf 4 to protect the pawn.
Right. Rook golf 5?
Well, that protects the pawn, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So what you do is, game move, you play rook hotel 5. Pinning the pawn, which has a nice little threat of pawn golf 4. Which then threatens to play foxtrot takes golf takes foxtrot And this is one of the exceptions of the two pawns separated by one file, because a foxtrot pawn where the defending king can't get back is going to promote.
Yeah, well, that's a good king position there.
Right. Which is why the black king is... this is one of the paradoxes. Sometimes you want an active king, and sometimes you want a passive king. Here, black has an active king.
Yeah.
And it's not doing him any good, because he needs to get his king to his back rank. Sometimes you need your king passive, defending, and sometimes you need it active. And this isn't a position for an active king. So, game move rook h5, which threatens a cheeky pawn god 4, followed by pawn takes pawn foxtrot 5, and the white position is too strong, because the black king can't get back to sit on the foxtrot 8 square. So after rook h5, the pin is on the black king. And black moves the king, okay. Black plays king gecko 4. Black's playing active again. Black can't get back, even if black plays king gecko 6, I don't think black can get back to foxtrot 8 satisfactorily. Because we get the same plan as game. With king on echo 6 or echo 4, I think we get the same plan as game. And it doesn't do black any good, because he can't get back to foxtrot 8. So black tries king echo 4. Now white's plan is to do something on the king side. White goes pawn hotel 3 at last.
Well, not hotel 4, right?
Not hotel 4, no, hotel 3. Hotel 3, because you're going to play pawn golf 4, and you want the option of capturing with a pawn. So hotel 3 is better.
Wow. Counterintuitive. I think you want to make it run as fast as possible. Okay.
So now it's black to play. Black could play king foxtrot 3.
Oh, yeah.
But that loses to rook takes foxtrot 5 check. King takes golf 3, it looks as if all the pawns are going, but no. White plays rook takes rook, king takes rook, and then white goes pawn hotel 4, and the pawn promotes. So king foxtrot 3 doesn't go. Black could play rook hotel 2, but white simply plays rook takes pawn foxtrot 5. Black plays rook takes hotel 3, white plays pawn golf 4. And then the black king is cut off from getting to the golf 8 square, because the white rook is on the foxtrot file. So white is cutting off the black king. So after pawn hotel 3, rook hotel 2, rook takes foxtrot 5, rook takes hotel 3, pawn golf 4, white's winning. And if rook golf 2, white can simply play rook golf 5, and then promote the hotel pawn. So, process of elimination, after rook hotel 5, king echo 4, game move, white, black plays game move, rook foxtrot 3. So black plays rook foxtrot 3.
He needs to do everything to protect his pawn and attack two white pawns.
And he's threatening rook takes pawn check to reduce it to one pawn each. And that's at least a draw, but I reckon black's slightly better. But it should have to protect his pawn. And he plays rook golf 5. So after rook golf 5 for white, game move, we see the reason for the black white king remaining on golf 6. It's close enough to stop black's king running to foxtrot 8. The white rook guards the golf pawn. And now the hotel pawn is ready to sprint through. So black's got to try something.
The best is pawn.
Well, we had a king, golf, six, foxtrot, five, yeah. Hotel 5, king. So king, black king's on echo 4, white plays hotel 3, Rook foxtrot 3. Rook gold 5 for white.
Yeah.
Black plays pawn foxtrot 4, the only active move on the board.
Yeah, that's the only complication to make.
Yeah, it's the only complicated try. Yeah.
Otherwise, white total punch runs like crazy. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, the hotel pawn is about to sprint, and it's supported by the king. And the black can't create a passed pawn because the white rook would be guarding the gold 3 pawn. So the hotel pawn would cost black a rook very quickly. So after pawn foxtrot 4, it's white to play. Pawn gold 4 might be tempting, but black might just play something like rook gold 3. And then the foxtrot pawn is very fast for black. So that might only be a draw. Because the black foxtrot pawn is supported by king and rook. And you can see the white hotel pawn costing black a rook. And then it comes down to a single pawn ending where the black king will be close enough to white's golf pawn for a drawn ending. So pawn golf 4 is a mistake. So,
but rook golf 4 might be good.
Gold 4. Rook takes gold 3.
What?
In rook gold 4, black plays rook takes gold 3.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
And then it's black that's winning. Yeah, black's winning if anyone.
Yeah.
Dang. Well, no, if anyone's winning, it's black. All the winning chances are with black there. Okay, so pawn gold 4 allows maybe rook gold. Oh, pawn gold 4 allows rook takes hotel 3. And again, black is closer to winning than white, but it looks like a draw. It's got to be a draw. Yeah, after pawn gold 4, rook takes hotel 3 is a draw, a straight draw. So white's only got one move, really. If you play rook gold 4, rook takes gold 3, the only winning chances are with black. So you have to play golf takes foxtrot 4. So the game move, golf takes foxtrot 4. Now this would be a draw if the black king was sitting on foxtrot 8, even if white wasn't allowed to lose a pawn. Yeah. So if the black king could get to foxtrot 8 here, it wouldn't matter as he's 2 pawns down. It would be a draw. It would be very difficult to draw. You have to know how to draw it. It's a theoretical draw that grandmasters lose. Yeah. It's been known theoretically you draw for a long time, and yet grandmasters don't learn it.
It's an email draw, I guess.
Or an adjournment draw.
Maybe if the guy can remember how to do it at least.
Yeah, in the days of adjournment chess, yeah.
Or email where you can read each move.
Yeah, or correspondence.
Correspondence draw.
Okay, so white's played golf takes foxtrot 4 and it's black to play. You've got 3 moves available. You can play king takes foxtrot 4. But that allows an exchange of rooks with rook foxtrot 5 check. And then the hotel pawn queens, it gets through just in time. Rook hotel 5 check, or rook takes foxtrot 3, king takes foxtrot 3, pawn hotel 4, king gold 4, pawn hotel 5, protected by the white king on gold 6. This is why the white king retreated as only one square. So king takes foxtrot 4 is no good. Rook takes foxtrot 4 allows rook gold 4. If black does nothing and plays something like king echo 5, white trades rooks again on foxtrot 4, plays pawn hotel 4, and the black king can't get back to hotel 8, and the black king can't win the pawn because the next move for white is pawn hotel 5. So if black plays rook takes foxtrot 4, rook gold 4, black does nothing, white's okay. White trades rooks in the hotel pawn. So how about rook takes rook on gold 4? White plays hotel takes gold 4. But then the black king can't get back in time, because if king echo 5, pawn golf 5, king echo 6, king golf 7, king foxtrot 5, pawn golf 6, the black king's in the wrong place. So if black plays rook takes pawn, foxtrot 4, white plays rook golf 4, and if black trades rooks, the white king is in the right place to draw the golf ball forward and promote. So black has no choice. After golf takes foxtrot 4, black plays rook takes pawn, hotel 3. So black gets a pawn back, white has the passed pawn, and it's a foxtrot pawn, and it's on foxtrot 4. So the position has clarified. White has used the 2-to-1 majority to produce a passed pawn. The passed pawn is on the foxtrot file, and the black king, to draw this, needs to go on foxtrot 8. But it's too far away. It's too far away.
And it's cut off anyhow from what the rook raises to get back.
And it's going to be cut off, yeah. It's going to be cut off. So the black king needs to get to foxtrot 8 to draw this. And white has got to prevent it, the king from getting to foxtrot 8. Of course, there are some tricks in this, because the black king and black rook are very close to the white foxtrot pawn. So there might be a chance of ganging up on the foxtrot pawn. So black should play rook takes hotel 3, white plays pawn foxtrot 5. Game move, rook takes hotel 3 for black, game move, pawn foxtrot 5. Well, black's got to chase it. Black game move, black plays king echo 5.
He gets to get back, because
he's trying to get back. White carries on, pawn foxtrot 6 check, game move, pawn foxtrot 6 check. And black plays king echo 6.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, so here we have the new position. Black has a rook on hotel 3. Black has a king on echo 6. The white king is still on golf 6. White rook on golf 5. White pawn on foxtrot 6. And it's white to play. So after king echo 6, it's white to play. Any ideas? Bear in mind, black's plan is to play rook to the foxtrot file and take your foxtrot pawn.
Sure.
Okay, this is the way to start thinking about it. Imagine if black could play rook takes foxtrot pawn now, it would be check, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
So at some point, if we're going, the white king's got to move. Now there's something else about rook endings. About rook endings. And it occurs in the Philidor position and the Lucina position. That is, if you want to annoy your opponent's king, how do you go about it?
If you want to do what to your opponent's king?
If you want to annoy.
Oh, you move far away, and so the king can't annoy the rook, but the rook can annoy the king.
So you move your own rook as far away from your opponent's king as possible, and then start giving a series of repeating checks. Okay, so this is white's plan. The foxtrot 6 pawn is vulnerable. If black plays rook foxtrot 3, rook takes foxtrot 6 check is a draw. Unless rook takes foxtrot 6 doesn't happen to be check, and then a second factor can come into play. So in order to annoy your opponent's king, you need your own rook as far away from this as possible. Game move, white plays rook golf 1.
Yeah.
Rook golf 1. Well, black's plan is obvious. We've only one move. If the black king tries something like king, if the black king tries to get to foxtrot 8 with king, what's it, delta 7? King delta 7?
Yeah.
I think white's just got king golf 7, so you're not going to get there.
Yeah.
So the black king might as well stay on echo 6. So the game move, black plays rook, fox shot 3.
Pawn, yeah.
On the pawn.
Pepper
Now it's white to find a move. Black's just played, white's just played rook, go 1. Black's just played rook, fox shot 3, and it's white to play.
Yes, you could either move the king, so then you could, if you take the pawn, you could win his rook. Or...
So you're suggesting king goes 7?
For example, yeah.
So that if rook takes pawn, it is not check. White gives a check on the echo file, and if the black king goes to the delta file, the rook is lost. If the black king comes back to fox shot 5, still protecting his rook on fox shot 6, rook fox shot 1 check, picks off the black rook. Very nice. That's the point of having your attacking rook as far away from the opposing king as possible.
Right, so you can't play king takes rook in return and make it rook.
Yeah. There might be other ways for white to proceed.
You can check them now, I guess, and drive them away from the action.
You could also give check on echo 1, drive the black king to the delta file, and put your king on fox shot 7. Or golf 7. Golf 7 will do.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah, you can do it either way round. You can play king golf 7 first, or you can play rook echo 1 check. If rook echo 1 check, king to delta 7, and then rook golf, king golf 7, threatening pawn fox shot 7 and fox shot 8. We're rapidly approaching the Lucina position. So there are many good ideas here for white. There's possibly even pawn fox dot 7. No, pawn fox dot 7 looks, oh, that's nice. Is there pawn fox dot 7? Isn't it the same plan? If black plays rook takes pawn, black might go rook fox dot, pawn fox dot 7 seems to give away the win, because black goes rook fox dot 6 check first. And if the king goes to golf 7, rook takes fox dot 7 is check. And if the king comes back to golf 5, simply rook takes fox dot 7 and it's a draw. So pawn fox dot 7 gives away your win.
Amazing. Yeah.
It looks natural, but it doesn't work. King golf 7, we'll pick up the black rook if black plays rook takes pawn. Or white could indeed play rook echo 1 check here. And after king to the delta file, white plays king golf 7 and the fox shot pawn proceeds. Okay, the game move is the clever king golf 7. So now after king golf 7, the black king is never going to get to fox shot 8. Never going to get fox shot 8. So it's just a question of now white guessing it badly wrong. So after king golf 7, black can't make progress, black just wastes a move, black plays rook fox shot 2. Now it's white to set up the Lucina position. You drive the black king away from the fox shot pawn with rook echo 1 check.
Again, the black pawn would be only a draw.
Yeah, so you need the black king to be driven away by one file so that the pawn can advance to fox shot 7 safely. So the black king goes to delta 7. Game move, rook echo 1 check. Game move for black, king delta 7. Now white pushes his pawn fox shot 7. Game move, pawn fox shot 7. The threat is pawn fox shot 8, having a whole new queen, costing black a rook. So black flicks in rook golf 2 check, forcing the white king in front of his own pawn. White plays king fox shot 8. And this is, we're now in Lucina position territory.
Yep.
And this is a win for whites, because the white king is in front of the pawn. The pawn is on the 7th rank, the black king is cut off by one file, and in a moment it's about to be cut off by two files. So after king fox shot 8, the concluding moves could be rook golf 3, The black. White, no please, rook delta one check. Forcing the black king away to the Charlie file. Black plays king, Charlie seven. And this is where white builds the bridge, the whole point of the Lucina position technique. White plays rook delta four, building the bridge, game move. Black can't do much about this. Black can play rook golf two. White, king gecko seven. Game moves, black, rook echo two check. Game move, white king foxtrot six. Game move, black, rook foxtrot two check. Game move, black king echo six, not five, six. Keep protecting your paw, keep protecting your foxtrot seven paw. The threat is now, what is the threat? Oh, there is a threat here. What if black does actually does nothing? If black does nothing, white just plays rook delta 5 to foxtrot 5. So black gives a check, rook echo 2 check. White plays king foxtrot 5. Black plays rook foxtrot 2 check. It looks as if white's lost the pawn, but he hasn't. This was the point of lifting the rook to the fourth rank in the manoeuvre. White plays rook foxtrot 4. And even if black trades rooks, because the black king is two files away from the foxtrot pawn, it will promote next move. So that's how to win from the Lucina position. That's how to achieve the Lucina position. So to sum this position up, white won because the black king could not get back to the foxtrot 8 square. Appearances would suggest that white would have a passed golf pawn or hotel pawn, but not so. White ended up with a passed foxtrot pawn, and because the black king could not get back, and the white king was sufficiently advanced, white was able to get the pawn through.